How's it going, guys? Medium difficulty question. Renal step one internal medicine 2 CK. 19-year-old woman, 6 month history, joint pain in her knees and hips, no past medical history, temperature 100 Fahrenheit, warmth and swelling of the knees on physical exam. Laboratory studies show hemoglobin low, 10 grams per deciliter, should be 12 to 17.5, menstruating women 13 to 17.5, non-menstruating women and men, platelets low 120,000, should be 150 to 450,000. Blood urea nitrogen elevated 38, should be under 20. Creatinine elevated 1.7, should be 0.7, 1.2. And then we have 1 plus blood and protein in the urine. Which the thought most likely be seen in this patient? Let's just hop through. Choice A, acute tubular necrosis. Wrong fucking answer. Just simply not one of the causes. The diagnosis here is lupus. Okay, so you need to know that arthritis is going to be the most common feature. Basically, 100% of lupus vignettes in USMLE. You say, why is there a low-grade fever? This is SIR, systemic inflammatory response syndrome. I made clips on this before. This is just a setting of stress. It's not an infection. Okay, so autoimmune flares, sarcoidosis, IBD, SLE, you can get low-grade fever. And then we have multiple joints involved, which leans against any type of septic arthritis. So hemoglobin is low. It could be a combination of anemia of chronic disease, which we have, and just autoimmune diseases in general. It could also be in the setting of EPO deficiency, if the renal insufficiency in this case is the etiology for the anemia of chronic disease. Platelets are low because in SLE, we get antibodies against hematologic cell lines, classically platelets. NBME will ask that straight up. They give you a vignette of lupus. They'll just say, what's most likely to be seen in this patient? Answer is just thrombocytopenia straight up. I've made clips on that before. So acute tubular necrosis, highest yield cause in USMLE is going to be acute ischemia to the kidney. And that will be confusing for students because if you have exsanguination due to a stab wound, gunshot wound, loss of blood during surgery, even though that's decreased perfusion of the kidney, that's not pre-renal. That's acute tubular necrosis. Okay, so acute ischemia to the kidney, highest concentration ATPase pumps in the PCT of the kidney, high oxygen demand causes sloughing of the renal tubules, whereas pre-renal azotemia tends to be more subacute to chronic, diuretic use, NSAIDs, chronic heart failure. So ATN obviously could be other things like rhabdomyolysis, myoglobin is nephrotoxic, could be contrast nephropathy, could be drugs such as gentamicin, cisplatin. Wrong fucking answer. Choice B, DPGN, correct answer. So you need to know, and I've made clips on this before, that red urine in the setting of SLE is just diffuse proliferative glomerulonephritis straight up. Okay? Now, the fact that we have red urine means we have a nephritic syndrome here. You can get regular membranous glomerulonephropathy in the setting of SLE, you can, but that's a nephrotic syndrome. Okay? So 9 times out of 10, the renal diagnosis for lupus nephritis is just going to be DPGN. You can memorize that. Okay? So you can get other findings such as wire or capillary looping on biopsy. Doesn't really matter. I just want you to take home red urine in the setting of SLE equals DPGN on USMLE. Let's just hop through the others. MPGN, wrong fucking answer. This will be the answer on USMLE for red urine in the setting of hepatitis C or malignancy. In this case, wrong fucking answer. Choice D, membranous glomerulonephropathy, wrong fucking answer. As I just said, this is a nephrotic syndrome, and the fact that we have blood in the urine, we know it's wrong. Okay, so membranous could be due to drugs such as dapsone, gold salt, sulfonamides, can be primary antibodies against phospholipase A2 receptor, could be solid tumors such as pancreatic, breast, could be autoimmune diseases such as RA, SLE, but it's nephrotic. Wrong fucking answer. Choice C, proliferative glomerulonephritis, wrong fucking answer. Now, this answer choice is audacious. You need to know that on the new NBMEs for step one, this is another way of writing post-streptococcal glomerulonephritis. Okay, so if you were to search on Wikipedia, post-streptococcal glomerulonephritis, you'll see AKA proliferative glomerulonephritis. Okay, so simply type 3 hypersensitivity in the setting of strep pharyngitis, group A strep. So strep pyogenes can also be cutaneous strep. So impetigo, erysipelas, cellulitis, what the fuck am I saying? Impetigo, erysipelas, or cellulitis, followed by red urine 1 to 3 weeks later. That's PSGN, okay? Don't confuse this with IgA nephropathy, which is going to be a viral infection followed by red urine 1 to 3 days later, not weeks. Okay, so 12-year-old boy, sore throat, red urine 2 weeks later. That's PSGN, proliferative glandarthritis on the step. 12-year-old boy, sore throat, red urine 2 days later. That's IgA nephropathy, not PSGN. Choice C, wrong fucking answer. You know the deal. When you make more content, if you like my stuff, subscribe my channel. Appreciate your time. That's it.